Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. And today you can tap into the source in which to live a wonderful new lifestyle of wealth and abundance that affects all areas of your life. Join Dr. Anne as she enriches us with her holistic wisdom on the Joy of Wealthy Libby radio program. And here's Dr. Anne.
Well, hello there, my joyful ones. Welcome to the Joy of Wealthy Living. And here we are on this wonderful Law of Attraction Radio Network. How are you doing on this beautiful, joyous day? I know that you are doing just perfectly, just perfectly. This is Dr. Anne. You know that. And you know that I am your Joy of Wealthy Living coach. The Joy of Wealthy Living is your radio program that looks at what it means to be living wealthy from a holistic approach. And that approach includes using the law of attraction in all areas of one's life, which includes your career, relationships in your life, recreation or having fun, health, wellness, abundance, finances, and of course, don't forget, your spirituality. The Joy of Wealthy Living will ignite the flames of change in your consciousness to live a true wealthy life. Today, my quote that I found is by Juneval. And he came back from way back in Roman times, way, 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 way back there. And he says that it is sheer madness to live in want in order to be wealthy when you die. Oh, think about that for a minute. Some of us, not all of us, if we have raised our consciousness to a level of wealth consciousness, we will not be wanting for anything. But there are those people who have not used their consciousness or raised their consciousness to a level where they are always in want, want, want. They scrimp. They save so that they can stockpile stuff over here so that they can think that the stockpile is equated to being wealthy. So who are you? Are you the person that is living in want so that when you die and they come view you in your casket or they come to your memorial service, they said, oh, he died or she died a wealthy person? Or are you the person that for every moment of your life you are expressing a wealthy consciousness, that you are expressing wealth in such a way that it brings forth the joy, that it attracts more happiness, and that you can feel the love all around you in exchange for the love that you send to those people that cross your path? Decide how you're going to live today. Are you going to live a life of wealth in every area of your life? Or are you going to live a life of want, a life of lack and limitation? You be the one to choose. I cannot choose for you. I cannot live your life for you. You are the master or mistress of your life. You decide how you want to live until you die. Everyone, with that, breathe in with me and release and let go. Breathe in and breathe out. We are settling in this wonderful and joyous place. No matter if you are listening in your automobiles, or if you're listening in the comfort of your homes, or if you are listening at your desk at work. Wherever you are in the perfect and right place. You are surrounded by the Spirit. And as you breathe in, you are breathing in Spirit. As you breathe out, you are releasing those things that are not of Spirit. And with that, we take another deep breath in and we take another breath out. Remember, there is only one divine presence in the universe. And that presence, that divine presence, is God. I am one with this essence and one with the energy of this divine presence. You are connected to this presence, and we all are one with God. I, Anne Williamson, speak my word for you and myself, knowing that right here and right now, that wholeness and wellness surrounds me and moves in and around every cell of my body. Every cell of my body is surrounded by this magnificent energy of Spirit. It pumps it up, it radiates and attracts light in and out to everyone and everything. With this, I know that I am whole and complete. And knowing that I am whole and complete, I am this magnificent magnet that attracts only those things that are like unto me. I attract more love. I attract more wealth. I attract more joy. I attract more wellness. I attract more wisdom. I attract all those things which are that of Spirit into my life. And nothing that is unlike that shall enter. I know that all my desires, all my needs are being met right now as I speak. And I say, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for all of the magnificent things that you have in store for me. I say, thank you, God. Thank you. And with that, I release and I let go, knowing that I flow and know that right now it is all good. It is all good. And so it is. And so it is. As we let go our last breath, and we just know that right now we are perfect. Yes, yes, yes. We are so perfect right where we are. Well, I have a little something funny for you, as usual. And here it is. A mother, and here is another mother who has a son. And the son is not married. He's a bachelor. And he lives away from the mother. And so on this particular day, the son invites his mother over to his house. And, of course, there's going to be dinner. And she is so thrilled because, you know, she knows her son. Let's put it like this. Mothers know their children. And in this case, she knows her son. So he had also gotten two little cute little puppy dogs. And he wanted to show his mom his new puppy dogs that he had. So when she sat down at the table to eat, she noticed that the dishes were not clean. In fact, they were downright dirty. Just dirty, yucky, yuck, yuck, dirt. And she said, now this is not how I raise my child. My child knows better than this. But however, she went along with the program, and she says, you know, she asked her son this question. Have these dishes ever been washed? And she ran her fingers over the dishes, and they were kind of like, you know. Let's put it like this. You wouldn't want to eat on them. So he answers politely to his mother, and he says, oh, yes, Mom, they're as clean as soap and water could get them. So she felt, okay, all right, if he says soap and water, okay, whatever, let's go with the program here. So she started eating anyway. The food was absolutely delicious. Yum, yum. And she said so. She told him, you know, you're really good at this cooking. And, you know, he was proud that he made his mother a little happy here. So despite the dirty dishes, you know, she was okay. So when dinner was completely over, you know, with the dessert and all of that, her son took the dishes. Do you know he put them on the floor? And he whistled. And yell, here's soap, here water. Okay, the dogs. One was named Soap, the other one was named Water. Okay, got it. Soap and water. Yuck, yup, yup, yup. Okay, all right. Bad joke. Okay, at least you smile. At least don't name your dogs soap and water, and please don't put your dishes on the floor so that they can just yep. Okay, anyway, I just want to let you know that I do have my books out, Mastering the Art of Success, with a collaboration with Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and Les Brown. And if you order your gifts through my website, www.myjoyenterprise.com, you will get 1 hour introductory coaching session with Dr. Ann, and you will get a free Buff It Up program assessment, meaning that Buff equals perfection plus personal style. In other words, wealthy living. Also, you will get a free ebook from Dr. Ann called A Guide on How to Set Up Your Own Online Business. Go to my website, email me if you want more details about the book. Today, we have a special guest. Her name is Dr. Brynn White, and we will be talking with her in about 30 seconds. So just hold on, get that glass of water, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Okay, Dr. Brynn is my guest, And we are going to be talking with Dr. Brenda about her journey, and we are going to be talking about her book that she wrote. So, Dr. Brenda, are you on the air?
I am, Dr. Ann.
Good. Let's see here. Let me see. So, Dr. Brenda, it is wonderful to have you on. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'd be happy to. The first thing that I'd like to say is that I am a woman of God. And I've been a student of Science of Mind since 1989. I worked in corporate America for 30 years, and my expertise is in management, research and development, corporate training, technical writing. I'm a mother. I am an ordained minister through the Universal Life Church Monastery, and I hold a doctor's degree in motivation and inspiration. And I am all about helping and sharing. And that's why I was so excited, Dr. Ann, when I was invited to be on your program to talk about my journey and how I went about reclaiming my health.
Oh, my goodness, Dr. Brenda. You wear a multitude of hats. Oh, my gosh. How do you know when to put on one hat after another?
You know, the fact that I am a mother, Dr. Ann, that means that I am a master multitasker.
A master multitasker. You know what? You need to put that in your description next time. A master multitasker.
Yes, ma'am.
I think women in general, sorry men if you're out there listening, no disrespect here, but I think if you are a mother, if you are a woman in general, we're all multitaskers. Not to say that there are a few men out there who will disagree with me. I understand that. But yes, you are. Yes, you are. So
yes.
I know you didn't come on this. Well, let me backtrack just a step. I know that some of us make these holy contracts before we come here on this planet. So obviously you made a contract somewhere along your life that when you got here that you were going to be all these wonderful things to yourself, number one, to your God as well, and to the people that have surrounded you, whether it is your family, whether there are your friends, or whether they're acquaintances. Tell us how you got to where you are now. How did you get to discover that you wanted to be a minister? How did you discover that you wanted to be a coach? Tell me all of these things that along your journey brought you to where you are now.
Well, you know, in the beginning, Dr. Ann, I read all kinds of self-help books. I always wanted to be more, to do more, to have more. And I was working for a major 500 company, and I was on a quality task force. And I met a young lady by the name of Brenda Kidd, and we had so much in common. And as we talked, she revealed that as she read self-help books, she didn't really feel the advancement that she wanted until she started on her road to spirituality. And I'm thinking to myself, spirituality, what's that? I knew nothing about it. But because I am this student, ever evolving and ever growing, I had this desire in me to know more. So she told me about a religious science church that was in my city, and I went to this church, and they were talking about the same things that were in the self-help books that I had read. So I said, wow. I think that I'm at home. So that was the beginning of my journey back in 1989.
Oh, my.
And it's so funny. It's so funny because when I was in high school, I was a pretty smart student. And in my freshman year, I had general science, and I did really well in that. And then my sophomore year was biology, and, you know, I liked dissecting animals. I thought that was really nice.
Yes.
And when I got into my junior year, we had chemistry, and I started to study about atoms and neutrons and all these things that I couldn't see, feel, or touch, and I flunked out of the class.
No.
And who would have thought, who would have thought that I would go full circle and be in love with the science of something that I can't see, feel, or touch that I know within my soul is real and true for me?
Wow. That's amazing. You know, to go back to something that you kind of, you know, with this notion of quantum physics and things, and then you, this full circle going back to the physics and the chemistry, to the neutrons, to the energy that we feel throughout all of our cells in our body, and that everything is energy just vibrating on different levels.
Yes.
So tell us more. Tell us more. Tell us more. How did you get? So what happened since 1989 to 2012?
You know, I've just been growing, Dr. Ann, studying, growing, meditating, just discovering all about the universe and the laws and the creative process, and just really being embraced by this teaching. And I just knew that it was something, it was nothing that I knew about as a youngster, and it was just something that I knew that I felt the world needed to know, and I wanted to be one of the spiritual warriors who get in the front and help to bring this teaching out to the world. And that's how I got to where I am now.
Okay. So you are an author, and you have written your first book. And can you tell us the name of your book? I think it's fascinating what you are writing about. So tell us the title of your book and how you got to the place that you wanted to write this book.
I'd be happy to. The name of the book is Make Food Your Medicine and Medicine Your Food. And I came about writing this book as a result of a journey I took in 2010 to reclaim my health. Dr. Clive Yancey of the Baylor University Medical Center, and he was also president of the American Heart Association, he reported that half of the adult American population in the United States suffered from high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. He reported that 1 in 8 had 2 of these conditions, and 1 in 33 suffered from all 3. And then I was watching an episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show, and it featured Dr. Oz, and he talked about 80 million people in America have diabetes, and that another 6 million are unaware that they have it. And one other alarming statistic is that children born after the year 2000, that 1 in 3 would suffer from type 2 diabetes. And unfortunately, Dr. Ann, I fell into that last category, 1 in 33. I was obese, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, acid reflux, and diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, acid reflux, and obesity. So I was starting to, can you imagine?
And I was
That's a lot. It's a lot. And the thing of it is that I was under doctor's care. I went to the doctor routinely every 3 months to have my blood drawn and tested. And every time I went to the doctor, it was negative. I could not control all of these conditions. And so what happened is they would end up giving me another pill, or they would increase the dosage. I was taking 1,000 milligrams of metformin twice a day. 2,000 milligrams. And if you have ever read the side effects from these pills that you take, and you'll find that side effects are worse than the disease.
Yes, it is.
So I knew I had to do something. My daughter had attended a program in Oakland, California, that helped her to release weight. And she said she talked to the instructor, and the instructor advised her if I would come and be 100% committed to this program, that I could reverse my diabetes.
Oh, my.
And I said, reverse diabetes?
Yeah, right.
Of all... All my trips to the doctor, I had never, ever heard the word reverse diabetes.
Oh my.
So needless to say, I was very, very interested. And I made the determination that I was going to travel to Oakland. And any time you make a major lifestyle change, a decision to change your lifestyle, you will always face obstacles. So the first obstacle that I had to overcome was my husband not wanting me to leave for 9 weeks without him.
Did he have a problem with that? Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, okay.
But, you know, one thing I knew for sure, if I was going to give it 100%, I could not be in the kitchen worried about what he was going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I had to make a stand for myself, and I did. And so I hopped on an airplane, landed in Oakland, California on January the 9th of 2010, and the program started the next day. And it was the hardest thing I have ever done in my life. I had to use every spiritual tool that I had in order to maintain my commitment. Yeah. And I had to pray. I had to meditate. I had to use visualization. I had to affirmations, long nature walks. I did it all. But I'm happy to say that I'm a winner. I made it through this program.
Yes, yes. You made it through. So can you tell us a little bit more about the program? What did you do?
Well, the first thing that I had to do is the first part of the program is that we had to balance our pH level. And before I got in this program, I never knew about pH levels. And so we
for our listening audience, could you I guess you were about to explain. I just had to break in. So tell us about pH. What is that? What are the pH levels?
Okay. What the pH levels are, they measure the amount of acid and alkaline ash you have in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
When you eat food, the food is burned as energy, and it leaves an ash residue in your bloodstream, just like you burn a log in the fireplace and you have ashes left over.
Yes.
When food is burned as energy, you have an ash residue left in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, depending on what you have eaten, that residue is either going to be alkaline or it's going to be acid.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is that when your bloodstream is full of acid,
yes,
you just don't feel quite up to standards. You will find that it prevents the body from absorbing the vitamins, minerals, and other vital nutrients. It's a breeding ground for disease, bacteria, fungus, mold, and it's actually poisoning your bloodstream. And the body cannot process acid ash, so it ends up sticking to your organs, in your joints, and the body will actually create fat to buffer the acid from your vital organs, like your heart.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
really?
It's serious. Yes, ma'am. And then on the other hand, if you have an alkaline ash, a heavy alkaline ash in your body, the body easily digests it. It is able to defend itself from disease. And then you'll find that bacteria, fungus, and mold cannot flourish in an alkaline, heavy bloodstream. So when the bloodstream is heavy in alkaline ash, you have increased energy, you release unhealthy weight, and if the body should become ill, it can heal itself much quicker. And you get an alkaline ash by eating organic fruits and vegetables, seeds, nuts, whole grain beans, and drinking plenty of water. You know, I recommend that people drink about half their body weight in water every day to keep it refreshed and replenished.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an acid-heavy bloodstream is caused by eating refined processed foods and also fruits and vegetables that are laced with chemicals and pesticides and meat.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Ooh, yuck. Yeah. So, is mainly like a vegetarian or a vegan diet or something like that?
Well, you know, make food your medicine and medicine your food is not really a diet. It is a lifestyle change that you decide to make. It's something that you have to commit to do, and you're going to eat that way. And a vegan or a vegan diet is the best way to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of an individual choice, you know, which one of those that you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
A vegetarian diet is one where you give up eating meat and you eat fish and you eat dairy and eggs. And then a vegan lifestyle is where you give up eating any animal product at all. And you have vegans that won't even eat honey because honey comes from a bee. And
right.
And that's a personal choice that each of us have to make. And I want to get back to the pH levels for a minute.
Go ahead.
Okay. Your pH levels are measured on a scale of 1 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
1 is very acidic. And 14 is slightly alkaline. And where you want your pH levels, you want them right in the middle, 7.35 to 7.45.
Yes.
And the other thing that you need to know is that they are not routinely tested by your doctor. On one of my visits back to my doctor, I asked her about my pH levels after I found out about them.
Mm-hmm.
And she was surprised, number one, that I knew about a pH level. And then secondly,
okay. She
confided in me that they're not routinely tested unless you have a severe health issue like cancer.
Oh, my.
So
then if one is very attuned to their bodies, this is something that on their checklist, when they go to their physician, they should ask for a test. Or something like that to see what their levels are.
Yeah, you can ask your doctor to run a test to see what your levels are, and
mm-hmm.
you can also purchase pH testing kits online or at health food store. And the test is very easy to administer. You just follow the directions on the packages.
Oh, okay. All right. So, what else about your book besides the pH levels and things that what else are you telling the reader in your book? Make food your medicine, make medicine your food.
Mm-hmm.
Wait now, make food your medicine and medicine your food. What else are you telling us about? Are you telling us how we can cure certain ailments that we have? Are we going back to the old days of where our great grandmothers and mothers and grandmothers may have said, "Oh, honey, you don't need all of that medicine. Just let me
mm-hmm.
get, you know, the tonics and the remedies and things like that." So is this what this is all about?
Yes, it is. Make food your medicine. You know, the body is sort of like its own pharmacy and emergency
mm-hmm.
room. If you cut yourself, the body can heal itself.
And yes.
If you break a bone, the body can mend itself. But as magnificent as our bodies are, we have to do our part. And make food your medicine, to me, is a metaphor for an HMO. The first part, make food your medicine. There you should learn about food. You should learn the healing properties of food. And you eat those foods so that you don't succumb to any illness. You stay as healthy as you can by eating the correct diet.
Yes.
And then the last part, and make food your medicine. So if you should succumb to some kind of health issue, a cold or something, because you've educated yourself about food, you know the healing properties of food, so then you would know what foods to eat in, you know, significant amounts, so to aid the body in its natural healing process.
Mm. And everything that is in the book, of course, you have test ran this on your own body. And you are a perfect example of how you have made food your medicine.
That's right. That's right. And I'll just start by saying, after this program that I went through was a nine-week program. And after I finished that program, I released 17 pounds, and it was 17 pounds that I'd never been able to release for the past 20 years. I was able to decrease the amount of prescription drugs from 8 to 2, and that's where I learned about food and the pH levels. And then another example of this is that I moved from Phoenix to Oakland in November of 2010. And when I did that, I lost my medical insurance. And so since November 2010 to about, I'd say February 2012, I've not been on any type of medication.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
unreal.
And, yeah. And I've been feeling really, really wonderful and great. But when I lost my mother in December of 2011, and then 25 days later, her brother died. My daughter here got really concerned because they knew that I hadn't been taking any medication. Mom, you need to go take some medication. But because of the diet that I was on and, you know, just the knowledge that I knew that I was okay. But because of them, we found a free clinic. And I went to the free clinic, and my daughter went with me. I was so glad she went with me. And so...
okay.
And so basically I went to satisfy them, and so they wanted me to get some pills. I'm going, okay, I'll go. And so I went, and they said, okay, what are you taking? I told them the medication and the amounts that I was taking. So
yes.
They went and got pills, and they gave me pills. And in the meantime, they were drawing some blood out of my arm to do some more extensive testing on me.
Yes.
And so they had taken blood from my fingertip, and it was for an A1C. Test. And the A1C measures how you've controlled your blood sugar for the last over a 3-month period.
Okay.
And so as they were drawing the blood out of my arm, I'm sitting there, and the nurse ran back into the office. She said, Miss White, she said, you don't take those doses. You don't need to take those doses.
Oh, no.
Your blood sugar is fantastic.
Oh,
and I looked at my daughter. I looked at my daughter, and I said, "I told you so. I told you so." So
good.
I mean, that just goes to prove that food is the medicine that you need, but you need to know the healing properties of food, and just eat it. And that's what my book is about. I do have a section on here. It involves, you know, ailments and. It's on juicing. You know, juicing is a wonderful way to eat and get your nutrients because it bypasses the digestive process and just goes right into the bloodstream. But I have formulas in the book for colds, if you have cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, tumors, you know. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful tool.
Well, I am going to give out our telephone number just in case there are some people out there who want to ask you some questions. And our telephone number for our dial-in listeners is 646-716-6230, 646-716-6230. And I have a caller. Okay, let's see who is online here. Hello there, listening person.
Hello.
There. Hi, how are you?
I'm wet and soggy because I'm up in Washington on the Puget Sound.
Okay. So do you have a question for our guest today?
I do. I started becoming interested in food as medicine many, many years ago. My wife and I raised our kids with a book called Food as Medicine.
Mm.
And in it we learned many, many things, some that may not be correct, such as you can control diverticulitis and ankylosis with grains, which are verboten in the Western medical sphere. Do you know anything about that?
You know, I I, to be perfectly honest, I don't. But, you know, I am a student and open to
learning. But it was an amazing
at the top.
And I got so excited in seeing your book because you've obviously gone leagues and leagues beyond that. Now, my wife and I also were cross-country truckers, and we immediately gained weight because the first thing you do on thousands of miles of just driving is you want to munch. So you have a bag of candy, you have a bag of popcorn, whatever, junk food, obviously. We gained, a good 50 pounds each just right up within months. Our kids were just aghast. So we went and studied a few things, read the Dr. Atkins book, got into ketosis, and lost a lot of weight. In his book, he has an entire chapter on fighting diabetes, reversing diabetes through the use of food. Well, you've really piqued my interest, but I have trouble talking to other truck drivers that I have worked with who are incredibly obese, and they accept it as, I'm okay. And I'm thinking, you are not okay. You really need to address it. And a lot of this sleep apnea is caused by obesity and all these things. They see me eating my raw vegetables, making my salads, doing my stews with organic foods and just spices and on and on and on, and they laugh at me. Oh, eating rabbit food again, huh? Crunch, crunch, crunch on deep-fried chicken full of estrogen and what have you. And you can't, these people don't even want to hear it. They're fine. They're 350 pounds and weigh 5'2". I mean, they weigh 300. That's insanity that's going on out here.
It really is.
Yeah, so Dr. Brenda, can you address some of those? What could you tell our listener to tell some of his trucker friends about, you know, using food as a new lifestyle?
Right. Well, you know, my grandmother lived to be 105 years old.
Excuse me.
And when she passed away in 2007, it was not because she succumbed to, conditions brought on by diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. It was just old age. And my diet was not that different from my grandma's diet, but when I was in my 40s, that's when I was diagnosed with diabetes and all these other conditions. And what I have found through my research is that the way food is manufactured has really changed since the early 1900s. You know, early 1900s, you had a lot of independent farmers, and they grew food the old-fashioned way, you know, rotating crops. And you had the chickens and the cows grazing on the plains, eating grass.
Yes.
But today, that's no longer true. You know, when the industrialization of food came into effect, the whole process of farming and ranching all changed. And so now what you have is that you have four major corporations who are in control of the food here in the United States. And the way animals are grown, the caller mentioned, you know, chemicals and all of this different stuff is being injected into the food. So even if you're eating a diet of chicken, I know that when I grew up, I raised chickens. Well, my parents raised chickens and taught me how to prepare it for food. But I never used to see, I take the skin off of chicken before I cook it. But nowadays, if you get a piece of chicken, you not only have to take the skin off of it, you have to cut all that pussy-looking, yellow, fatty-looking stuff that's under the skin.
Oh, don't go there.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. They're just beginning to shed light on the overindulgence of estrogen by the American population. Estrogen can cause all these different things, and then they drug you with Ritalin as a child processed sugar, wheat, which is no wheat anymore. It's just glue.
Mm-hmm.
And all these foods that these people think is food.
I know. And one of the things that I am really concerned about is the amount of high fructose corn syrup that we are ingesting.
Oh, God, yes. And that was the discovery of the century to cut the high cost of sugar. Oh, and now I love the little new agey foods that are so wonderful for you. Oh, it's all these grains, which is another topic for another program, is grains, is evaporated cane juice. Well, it's sugar, dude.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Brenda, so what about the high corn?
High fructose corn syrup?
Yes.
Well, it was invented in the 1970s.
Yes.
And it was by a Japanese scientist invented it. And it's actually cornstarch. And they were able to process it, and they turned it into a sweetener that was just as sweet as cane sugar and just as sweet as honey and very cheap and inexpensive to make. And what happened is that at the same time, the price of sugar went up. And when it did, most manufacturers, they adopted high fructose corn syrup as the sweetener. And it's in Pepsi-Cola, it's in Pepsi, it's in Coca-Cola, it's in cake mixes, it's in cookies, it's in sauces, it's in meat, it's in everything. It's in everything.
I remember in the 70s enjoying a soda pop infrequently, and they had a crisp, clean cut.
Mm-hmm.
As an aftertaste. Now, I was down by the Holly's beet sugar plant where they grew sugar beets in the Coachella Valley, and they brought them up to the sugar beet plant and made sugar from that. And that, too, is a clean, dry sugar. And then when they started putting Andor fructose corn sugar, you could taste the difference in the candy and the soda pop. It totally degraded the flavoring, number one. And we're still talking about sugar here. Needing insulin to break down as it's glucose in your bloodstream. So we're, you know, splitting hairs. But my bigger question is, I mean, I'm an advocate of honey as a sweetener because honey is so good. Anyway, so are people really listening to this, or is it just people, a small segment, and nobody else is going to bother?
I have lots of friends on Facebook, and I'm always, you know, trying to throw little bits and pieces out there. But I have found that a lot of people, I've had people say to me that they know this, but they don't want to really accept it because it requires them to change their lifestyle, to give up a lot of food.
I had to go through that.
Yeah, that they really enjoy and like.
That is a real trauma. I had to go through that myself.
Yes.
But my rewards are I'm the youngest 62-year-old guy that still has all his teeth and his bones are all looking good. Because I gave up refined sugar in my 40s.
Yeah.
Quit drinking soda pop and all kinds of ridiculous candy. Now I try my best to eat the purest foods.
So
and I'll tell you what, I'm to the point now, I'll take a little bit of chemical pesticides and wash that off compared to processed food.
So
that's really serious.
That's sad. That's a sad comment.
So Dr. Brenda, I have been told that, okay, along with the sugar, that, you know, along with this healthier lifestyle of eating and our food and everything, that we should avoid the white stuff in our diets. So do you concur?
Pretty much.
Yes. That you know, it's let's see, the white stuff, processed foods, and processed food is not real food. It is a concoction is what I call it.
Good try, dear.
It's a concoction that's developed in a laboratory. And they season it, you know, to suit our taste buds. They put it in different shapes and put it in boxes and call it food. And the problem with it is that our bodies cannot process this processed foods. So it ends up sticking to our bodies, you know, to our organs and our joints, and just causing all kind of health issues to our body. And I am not an advocate of it. And processed foods, it's anything that's in a jar, a foil, cardboard containers, and all you have to know is that it is loaded with preservatives and chemicals. and stay away from it. It lacks any nutritional value, and the body cannot metabolize it. Therefore, the calories, they just pack on and just turn to fat, health, and, you know, just disease.
Well, I have another question for you, Dr. Brenda. Mm-hmm. And my question, it always leads back to what the whole premise of this radio show is about. So our radio program is about wealthy living. So how can you tie in make food your medicine and medicine your food to wealthy living? How do those things tie into wealthy living?
Well, you know, I believe that health and wealth are like two peas in a pod. No one obtains health by themselves. You must be able to win friends and influence people and maintain a high energy level. So being healthy, you experience that enthusiasm and the optimism plus a high level of energy. And all these things are the qualities you need to influence others, to be able to work and support you in your journey and to live a joyful, wealthy life. So being healthy, you gain a sense of personal power, which brings you in alignment with wealth, success, happiness, and joy.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. And, you know, and you're absolutely correct. Both of you are so absolutely correct. I remember 2 years ago, I went to the doctor, and the doctor did the little blood test on me, and you know, and when she said, well, you know, this particular level is a little bit high.
Yeah.
And that's all she had to say for me to say, okay, I know what to do. And the one thing that you do is to reassess what you're intaking. What is your intake in your meals? So at that time, I was addicted to sweet tea. Now, you know, that's nothing but 99.
Sugar. If I can interrupt really quick, I'm going to have to go. My battery is dwindling.
Okay.
But the sweet tea across the entire southeast of the United States is unreal, aspartame. But I would like to address the listeners of the program. You listen to this woman, Dr. Brendan, is so on target. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in.
I'm a long-time caller and first-time listener, but my battery is dying, and I must let you go.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. So changing our diet, you know, it goes back to your philosophy when you stepped into that religious science church that day. Change your thoughts, you change your life. Change what you eat. Change what you eat, you change your life. You are prolonging your lifespan by changing the foods that you eat. And you change your thoughts. You changed your food, you changed your life, and you're here to tell about it, Dr. Brenda.
Yes. You know, and the body, I think that a lot of times we really concentrate on the spiritual aspect of our life and not realizing that the body is part of it. It's mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
You know, the body is a spiritual being. You know, it's the temple of God. It's the instrument used by God to have, move, and have its being on earth. It's sacred. And I think as we really come in alignment and realize this, and like you said, change your mind, change your life, change your diet, change your health, and become whole, wealthy, and complete.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Brenda, there are many people
ma'am.
Out there who are listening. They want to get their hands on this book. How can they get their hands on this book?
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
The book is on Amazon.com. You just go in under books and put in the title, Make Food Your Medicine and Medicine Your Food. And the first copy is in the Kindle format. And then the second entry will be the hardback copy of the book. And they can also go to my website, and my website is www.brendasamwhite.com. And I also have, there's a there's a button there, or a navigation key, where you, it says buy book. They can press that, and that will take them to the publisher that I published the book through, and they can also purchase the book there.
Okay.
And let me just give my email address if someone wants to email me or they have a question. Dr. Brenda W, the number one, at gmail.com.
Okay, can you repeat that once again, please?
It's Dr. Brenda, W like white, the number one, at gmail.com.
Okay, all right. So I hope everybody got that information of how you can get her book. Again, her book is called Make Food Your Medicine and Medicine Your Food. Now, Dr. Brenda, is this it for you? Is this it? What else do you have stored up? Yeah, I think you told me you were writing another book. So what's that book about?
It's in the editing stage right now, and the title of that book is Thoughts Rule the World. And I am so excited about this book because, you know, as we know, as you think, you are, you know, and thoughts are things, you know, and so it's just a book that's just going to really just bring this out. It's a powerful book, and I'm real excited about it, and I hope by the end of summer it will be in publication.
All right, now, so your book is going to rock the world. I can see
it. It's going to rock the world.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I believe that is so true. So what would you like to leave with our audience? Give our audience two things that you would just want to for them to really remember. What are two things that you really want them to remember?
Well, I guess the first thing that I would want them to remember is that high fructose corn syrup is a absolute no-no. And to read labels. And when you pick up an item and the label has anything that you don't understand, all these scientific names, that is a yellow alert. Do not buy me. I am harmful for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that eating organic whole grains, fruits, vegetables, seeds, and nuts and beans will totally change your health and will totally change your life.
Well, those are two magnificent things to leave our audience with. So something for them to chew on when they in their
I like that.
Chew on, yeah. When they're in their kitchen looking at the cupboard or going into their refrigerator, they're gonna remember what Dr. Brenda said. Oh shucks. I don't know what that word means. Into the garbage can it goes. Okay. So,
I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for inviting me on the program. It has been a real pleasure, and I enjoyed it so much.
Well, you know what? I am so happy that you said yes, that you would be here. And you know what? Now I have to be a conscious warrior of what I truly eat. And I am, but now I am most, you know, got to be more conscious. So that means goodbye potato chips, goodbye French fries, and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Brenda, for being with us. And we're almost out of time, so you know, you may have to come back and share some more tidbits with us, okay?
I'd love to.
All right. So next week, everybody, tune in to The Joy of Wealthy Living. Have a wonderful week, and don't forget to chew on those words that Dr. Brenda told us. See you later.
Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program with Dr. Ann Williamson. If you'd like to contact Dr. Ann, go to her website, www.myjoyenterprise.com, or email her at dran@myjoyenterprise.com. We'll see you back here next week.